Mark Rossanker makes it official. Bird strikes are still high on the NTSB's agenda. And the Washington State Patrol has its flying hours cut. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, July 22, 2009. In a move that was largely a formality, Mark Rossanker has resigned as acting chairman and member of the National Transportation Safety Board, effective as soon as a new chairman and an additional board member are confirmed to ensure a quorum remains on the board. In his letter to President Obama, Rossanker called serving on and leading the NTSB, quote, "the highlight of my entire 40-year professional life. It's an agency that truly makes a positive difference every day, saving lives by preventing accidents not only in our great nation, but around the world," unquote. Aside from the high-profile accident investigations which kept his name and quotes in the news since 2003, his appointment to chairman in 2006 came in time to face new challenges, including the explosive growth in UAV technology and increased scrutiny of the medevac industry. President Obama nominated Deborah Herzman to be NTSB's new chairman, but she's still awaiting confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Bird strikes continue to enjoy a high profile with accident investigators. The National Transportation Safety Board will hold a public meeting Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. in its boardroom and conference center in Washington, D.C., and there's only one item on the agenda, the bird strike that appears to have brought down a Cessna 500 in Oklahoma last year, claiming five human lives. On March 4, 2008, about 3:15 p.m. Central, the plane, registered to Southwest Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic PC of Oklahoma City and operated by Interstate Helicopters of Bethany, Oklahoma, collided in flight with a flock of large birds and crashed about 2 minutes after takeoff from Wiley Post Airport in Oklahoma City. Both pilots and the three passengers were killed, and the airplane was destroyed by impact forces and a post-crash fire. A summary of the board's final report, which will include findings, probable cause, and safety recommendations, will appear on the website several weeks after the board meeting. That meeting is open to the public and will also be webcast through ntsb.gov. The state of Washington is cutting the total hours to be flown by its state patrol pilots in this current fiscal year. Two of WSP's nine pilots are being reassigned to ground duties, and the total hours flown will be down from 7,000 in the past 2 years to about 4,000 in the next two. The State Patrol uses five Cessna aircraft for missions, including aerial traffic management, surveillance, and search and rescue. The availability of the planes for SAR missions may be compromised by the cuts. State Patrol Captain Jeff DeVere told King TV in Seattle, quote, "If we're up in the air and we're available, we're going to go. But with this cut comes our inability to be in the air as much," unquote. Can you say UAV? You know they have to be thinking about it. Up next on ANN, United starts what's expected to be a cost-cutting trend affecting travel agencies. Piper's Saratoga gets an extreme makeover in the aftermarket. And the Lindbergh Foundation is extending its window for grant applications. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Years ago, airlines stopped paying commissions to travel agencies and began directing customers to the airline's own websites to book their own flights. Still, about half of all airline flights are booked through travel agencies. Now, United Airlines is becoming the first to offload credit card processing costs for tickets purchased through agents to the agencies, and other airlines are expected to quickly follow. The move means certain travel agencies will be required to process their own credit card transactions and pass that cost on to the buyer. The fee is typically 3.5%, or $17.50 on a ticket costing $500. United had traditionally absorbed those fees, but says it can no longer afford to do so in some cases. The company is expected to post a $350 million second quarter loss. A United spokeswoman tells the New York Post the move will affect only a handful of the 18,000 travel agencies selling tickets. Nexair Avionics is introducing one of the most thorough makeover programs anywhere with its Piper Saratoga NX. Starting with an existing Saratoga manufactured between 1980 and 2004, the company integrates Avodyne's Integra Release 9 avionics suite. Included are full-size backup instruments, and the system is ready for the addition of Avodyne's forthcoming DFC-100 autopilot and synthetic and enhanced vision systems when they become available. A new laser-cut panel also holds an Avodyne MLB-770 for WSI in-flight graphical weather and Sirius satellite radio, tactical weather and traffic avoidance, Avodyne's C-MAX approach charts and E-MAX engine performance monitoring systems, and relocated backlit rocker switches for improved look and feel. A zero-time remanufactured engine, new interior with passenger access cooler in the armrest, and Lopresti speed mods are also included. You can buy the modified aircraft ready to fly for $395,000, and there are also options to trade in or retrofit your existing Saratoga to the NX version. Find the details in the text version of this story, dated July 21st, at aero-news.net. The Lindbergh Foundation has extended this year's deadline for submissions of aviation-related grant applications until October 30th. Anybody conducting an aviation aerospace research project that balances technological advancements with the preservation of our environment is encouraged to apply. Lindbergh grants are given to individuals, and they're not required to be associated with a university, business, or nonprofit. Those receiving grants will be notified in April next year, with funding following in July. The research grants in the amount of $10,580 each may not be used for tuition. Recent recipients have included developers of direct routing air traffic technology, drag reduction research, and the use of continuous descent approaches, and pollution-free electric propulsion systems. Since the first Lindbergh grants were made in 1978, the Lindbergh Foundation has awarded nearly $3 million to 300 men and women around the world. You can find out more at www.lindberghfoundation.org. Still ahead, SAFE members are urged to take advantage of new member benefits. Newark Liberty throws the switch on its new advanced ground radar system, and at least one portable classroom has a first-class section. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, is preparing for a weekend Booth 60 at Oshkosh by rolling out some new wrinkles. The organization's website has been made over by a new paid web team and includes a member benefits section with special member discounts from a growing list of industry partners. Special incentives for joining SAFE during the week of AirVenture from ASA, GLIME, Jeppesen, and Sporties are noted as adding up to more than the cost of the membership. SAFE also urges members to fill out the provided questionnaire for its member profile section, for both a section accessible by the public and a more prominent rotating feature on the site. The group's website can be found at www.safepilots.org. Newark Liberty International Airport commissioned its ASDEX, that stands for Airport Surface Detection Equipment Model X, last week. The system enhances safety by collecting data from more sources than Newark's previous ground radar system and provides controllers with color map displays showing the location of all aircraft and vehicles on the runways and taxiways. It also color codes the blips by aircraft weight and allows controllers to zoom in on distant parts of the runway for a better view in poor visibility conditions. ASDEX is designed to be next-gen ATC ready. Boston Logan International Airport is scheduled to commission ASDEX tomorrow. In all, the FAA has identified 35 airports to receive the system, which is already showing up in stories about avoided runway incursions. And finally, if your kid's school has needed portable classrooms to handle an overflowing student population, you're probably accustomed to the bland, beige-colored mobile units being used as portable classrooms. Well, the staff and student body of Kingsland CE Primary School in Bucknell, England, have aimed higher. They found a short 360 that was about to be scrapped, bought it for $18,000, and had it trucked in for conversion to an outdoor classroom. The students are being involved in the design and project management of the plane conversion, and the administration is excited about the opportunity. Head teacher David Lawrence is maintaining a project blog. Quote, "The children's imagination has been fired up by the idea, and they are enthused and motivated. The project has certainly raised aspirations and has caught the wider community's interest. Our aim is to use the aeroplane as a community learning resource, too." Unquote. You can find that blog, which includes comments from both the staff and students, at thekingswings.com. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Inside the Spruce Goose. Literally. Hear my interview with Larry Wood, Director of Education for the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum, about the history of the Hughes H-4, recorded while standing inside it. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.